Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Of Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Nosoi Tovshin Peihei. So we're going to learn a Meshechach Mashir today. As we'll see, it's a Velt Sugya amongst the Gedolei Acharonim. And we will try to give a synopsis and see the Chiddush of Rameir Simcha. This is in Perek Vav Posuk Chav Gimel. Birchas Kayanim, Daber El Arin Velbon of Lamar, Koyi Sivoruchu Esbene Yisrael Amor Lohem. So Meir Simcha brings the famous Gemara Mesechta Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says over here that Amar Reb Yosi, Miyomai loyavarti al divrei chaverai. I never was over on the words of my friends. Yodeya ani ba'atzmi. I know about myself. She'eini kayin. I know I'm not a kayin. Imaymim li chaverai alei leduchen. But if my friends would tell me to go up to the duchen, ani oyle, I would go up. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. So, Taisvis here says, Lo yada ri ma iser yesh bizar ha'ila l'duchen. What exactly was the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi? The ri, the bala Taisvis, the ri, did not know what iser is there. The Rabbi Yossi was saying that even though I shouldn't be going up Leduchin, if my friends would tell me to go, since I was never over al Divreyim, I would go. Frekteri, or Loyodari, ma iser yesh bizar ha'ila Leduchin. The only thing I could think of, says the Ri, im loy mishum bracha levatala shel kayanim, amra teira levarech es Yisrael. Unless it's the bracha levatala shel kayanim, that the Torah said, Levarech es Yisrael, some type of bracha levatala. This is the Taisvis b'shem the Ri. What exactly was the Isser the Rabbi Yossi said he would do? Now if you look at the Marsha on this Gemara, in the Chidushi Halachas, so he says as follows. He says, you have to take a look in Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas, Nesiyas Kapayim, Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Aleph? Says the Ramah there, Ein Lizar Liso Kapo Vafilu Im Kayanim Acherim. A Zar should not duchen even with other Kayanim. Now, says the Ramah, B'taisus Perakol Kisvei Lo Yodari Ma iser yesh bizar ha'ayla. The Ri didn't know what iser there is in a zar that's ayla. The efsher de'im kayhanim acherim v'tzarechiyin. So the Ramah here is trying to give a teretz to what the iser is. What the iser is. Now before we get to that, let us look at the Magen Avram. Lo yada ri pirish. Dom Rabbi Yossi miyamai. Ayin sham b'toises. V'kasha frek the Magen Avram. The Gemara in Ksubis, Davchav Dalad Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Zar Hanoise Kap of Iver Basay. The Gemara over there in Ksubis says that a Zar who is Noise Kap of is Iver Basay. Rashi says, what's the Isser Asay? Our Pasuk, Koy Sivarchu. You should be Mevarech. Atem Veloy Zarim, Velav Abba Michlal Asay. That's the Lashon of Rashi. There's an Isser Asay. So the Magen Avraham is asking Akasha and Taisvis, what exactly is Taisvis the Ri saying? I don't understand what the Isser is. The Gemara in Ksubis says Beferish is an Isser Asay for a Zar to be Mevarech. And that is the Marsha brings this. Ikshavator Archaim Simikov Chavchestoyesh Isser Asay Bezar Anoise Kapov Kedamrin Bez the Ksubis Koisavarchu Rashi says over there. So, the Ramah here is coming to give a teretz. And the Ramah is coming a teretz to say So the as the Magen Avraham brings, v'tirutz b'darkei Moshe, the v'ksuvus mar b'fnei atzmai. In Masech t'ksuvus it says, a zar who gets up to duchin by himself, no kehanim there, he's over an asei. In Masech t'Shabbos, it's talking about with other kehanim, and therefore there's no asei. And that's what the Rama here means, that ein lazar lisa kapov. And he says, Taisvis says, Lo yada mari ri ma isyesh bazeh, ve'efshu dim kayanim acherim. That's what the ri was referring to. Now the Rama himself writes, ve'ein lazar lisa kapov afilu im kayanim acherim. He's not going like the ri. But he's saying that maybe that's what the ri understood. Maybe the ri understood that there's a difference between Masechta Shabbos is with other kayanim, a zar could go up, and a Masechta Ksubis, where the Gemara says there's an Isser, there is talking about by himself. Bitzaruch Ion says, the Magen Avraham, Minolei L'ri Chiluk Zeh, from where does the Ri get such a chiluk? It's not Mukherch anywhere. Azoy Vait, that the Ri says, Lo Yada Ri, couldn't figure it out. It's like such a pasha to think to him. The Efshir says, the Magen Avraham, the Svir Le L'ri, the Isser Asei, Hainu Mashem Mazkar Hashem Levatola Bevracha. The Ri argues on Rashi in Masechta Ksubis, says the Magen Avraham. Rashi said over there the Isser Asei is Kosev Aruch Hu. Zokt the Magen Avraham. No, the Ri understood the Isser Asei Masechta Ksubis is the Isser of being Mazker Shem Shemaim Levatola Bebracha. Pashtus that means when he makes the bracha of Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushas Shalaren, it's the bracha Levatola. Vayin Soif Simen Reish Tesvav. Over there is the halachas of bracha levatala, and perhaps what he means to ask over there is the chayr might be a lav. It's not just an asay a bracha levatala. We'll talk about that in a moment. Bazoi zokt the magen avra. Now, before I go further, there's actually a noida b'Yehuda in Arachayim, Yehuda Kama Arachayim Simen Vav. Nechleku shnei loimdim bepirush divrei Magen Avraham. There are two loimdim who argued in what the Magen Avraham means here in Hizkir es Hashem levatala bevracha. Does the Magen Avraham mean on the bracha that they recite before the duchening Asher Kidshanu Yisrael Baruch Sama Yisrael Ba'ava? Oy kavanase al birchas koyanim gufayu, the birchas koyanim itself. Shemazker es Hashem bevracha shemevarchem liYisrael. Da'ani yivarecho Hashem, Yor Hashem, Yisa Hashem. So he's saying an interesting thing. Two lamdim were arguing, and he says what brought them to argue this is because they had it shver. How is it possible that there's no iser for birchas kayanim for a zar, not mitzad the birchas kayanim itself? And he brings a whole proof of here, Zvachim, with Avoid and all different things. So they were very bothered. How is it Shaykh to say that there's no Isser for a Zar to actually Duchen? How could it only be Mitzad the Brachal of Atala of Asher Kedushanim Kedushas Shalaren? So that led them to argue that maybe what the Magen Avraham means, the Magen Avraham means that the actual Brachal, when they say Yivarecho Hashem, that's the bracha levatala, which would seem to be a very big chiddush. And you can look at the Naida Yehuda. He tries to bring a rive. He shows how to learn up the Magen Avraham. And in fact, the Levush Srad here in Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the page when he's being mefarish the Magen Avraham, he brings this Naida Yehuda to explain the Magen Avraham. At least one way the Naida Yehuda explains it. He doesn't like the other way. But it comes an interesting thing. According to that loymeid, even though they're saying a pasuk, if I say the pasuk Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha with the Shem Hashem, am I over on any bracha levatala? But when I'm being mevorich somebody, but I'm not a kohen, and I'm saying that pasuk, somehow the Magen Avraham wants to say that when Taisvah said the words bracha levatala, now what was the lashon of Taisvah? Let's say bracha levatala. When Taisvah said the words Kuf Yud Ches, Taisvah says the words here. Imloi, mishum bracha levatala shel kayanim. Amrat Torah levarach es Yisrael. So that bracha levatala means that they're using the Shem Hashem in the bracha, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Comes out a very big chiddush. Okay. Velule divrei ri, so the Magen Avraham says, if not for the ri, hayinu aymrim, I would say, derbi yisi loikama rak shoya oilu leduchin. He would go up leduchin. Vahafo pi shoya loiknai bedover. He meant to say that I would go up, if my friends would tell me to go up, I would go up. I'm not a kayin. What am I doing? Playing a game? It's a gnai to go up. Uve'emes layayim mevarech, avadni wouldn't be mevarech. Hitaka wouldn't do any iser by going up there. He wouldn't make the bracha, he wouldn't say the brachas kayanim, he would just stand up there. But that in itself was a gnai, but if his friends told him to do something, he would do it. And be'emes, he says to look in the marsha, and the marsha over there, as we started saying the marsha brought the kasha, and that's why the Re said, what's the problem of just going up there? What's the problem of going up there? If not for the problem, that maybe, so when Taisa says, the Re didn't know what the Rabu says, if he's going up and not making any brachas, what's the problem? So the Magen Avraham threw in the second no problem. It was a gnai ledover. But Taisus seems to say there had to be some iser involved. Elamai says, you made the bracha? Can't be. It can't be that he would make the bracha and be over on a lav of leisis Hashem Hashem lekech lashav because his friends told him to do it. Can't be. Elamai. What do you mean? Why does Taisa say there's an iser, forget the bracha of just Birchas Kayanim for a zar like it says in Ksuvis? Taisa could have said that too. Taisa picked one of the two. So the way the Masha is learning Taisa is that the Ri is saying, I don't know what the problem is. Bracha Levatala? He never would have made a bracha Levatala. Can't be. Elamai, because there's an iser asay to give Birchas Kayanim from the Gevurah Ksuvis, he wouldn't have done that either. So what iser is there in just going up and not making the bracha? As I learned the Marsha, Pshat and Taisvis, and that's how the Magen Avraham is also learning Pshat here. The Marsha is learning in Taisvis. The Magen Avraham seems to be learning it in the Gemara, to answer the question, but in Taisvis he's a little bit bothered. And as we're saying now, the Night of Yehuda, there's Bechlal, a suffix, which bracha is the bracha Levatol. Okay, that's the Akdama, we're not even there yet. The Chassam Sofer in Ksubis, Chavdal Ramad Beis, brings the Magen Avraham. And he says, I don't understand. What do you mean? There's an assay of Bracha Levatala. According to the Rambam, there's Loisisa, so on and so forth. You cite the Zikr Chassam Sofer here. You cite the Zikr Chassam Sofer in the understanding of Bracha Levatala. And the other Achranim say this as well. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says, if a person makes a bracha levatala, he's a chenat over an isa deraisa of leisisa Hashem Hashem lekech lashav. Leisisa Hashem Hashem lekech lashav means don't use Hashem's name in vain. If I make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech olam bray pri eitz, I don't have any fruits here. I said Hashem's name in vain? Of course I didn't say it in vain. I blessed Hashem that he made fruits. I made a bracha, I blessed him. What's the leisisa Hashem Hashem lekech lashav? The Rabbanan came along and said, we don't want hefker with Hashem Hashem. So you can't just stop make brachas. And therefore, if you don't have a fruit, it's a bracha levatala. But to say you're oiver on leisisa lashav, can't be, says the Chassam Sofer. Can't be your oiver on isur deraisa. That's by all other brachas, he says. But what happens by the nusach of Birchas Kayanim, where he's going to get up and says, Asher kidishanu b'kidushah say shel aroin, v'hu einoi mibnei aroin. So now, if he would have just said the words Baruch Atah Hashem and stopped, he wouldn't have been over at any derais of Lasis Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav. He blessed Hashem. But, says the Chassam Sofer, the fact that he used the shame of Hashem and said a sheker, av asher kedushanu b'kedusha seshalar, and he's not Bikdusha say shalarain. So he's over on the assay of Es Hashem Lekechotira. Hashem Lekechotira tells you, you got to be careful in what you use to say Shem Hashem. Loisisa lashav means in vain. This wasn't in vain. He blessed Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem. But now that he used the Shem Hashem to say a sheker, b'kedushas shel Aharon, he's over an es Hashem lekecha tira, ayei mayra'i. Where's your mayra to use the Shem Hashem in a bracha and then say a sheker? So Memela Zakta Sam Sefer Gain is here. We can now understand what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Because Rabbi Yossi was saying, I know I'm not a Kayan. I'm not a Kayan. But what's the problem of me going up in Duchening? There's no real problem. Elamai, I'm going to make a bracha. What's the problem making the bracha? I'm blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Laisisa, but there's a problem of us Hashem Lekecha Tira. By doing the sheker, you're not having the proper fear of Hashem's name. However, Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis tamid chachamim. Hashem lekecha tira is l'rabbis tamid chachamim. That you have to have moira for tamid chachamim as well. So now one second. Zokter b'yaisi, when I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Kerim HaKalam, Asher Kedishan, M'Tushas Yishal Aron. And that part is a sheker, which is an assay of as Hashem, L'Kecha Tira. You want to know, where's my Moira Shemayim? What do you mean? Why am I doing this? Because my friends who are Tamid HaChachamim told me to do this, and I fear them as Hashem, L'Kecha Tira, L'Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. So it's not a lack of as Hashem, L'Kecha Tira when I'm going to say it. Adarabba, it's a kiyum of as Hashem, L'Kecha Tira, L'rabbis tamid chachamim. And therefore, my friends are chavivim. Sheritzoinim hu ritzoin Hashem v'yirasoi. And therefore, that's why I'm able to go up. As I learned, the Chassam Sefer, Meiritik. Now, we continue. We haven't got to Meir Simcha yet. It's going to go a little overtime today. The Kavod HaTira. Still in the days after Shavuos. The hafla on this Gemara. Chassam Sefer's Rebbe. He brings Taisus as well. Kartamu amefarshim. So haflons in Ksubis, chavdal amid beis. And the Ramon Arachayim says, Hach ayri b'loi kehanim. Gemara Shabbos toim out with kehanim, and that's why the reading on the Isser. What's where's the chiluk? He brings the Taz. We didn't see the Taz. V'amagen Avram kasa of the Bemesis brachel avatala v'hu tamua. Da'kamer behedya Isser asei. The Gemara in Ksuba says in Asei, Baruch Levatol is Eloi Sasei, Yishum Eloi Sisa. He says, now the Re was saying, Al Baruch Levatol, according to the Ramah, that you're with other Kehanim, Mehecha Teitzit is a Baruch Levatol. What does that mean? He says, the Mabit in a Tshuva wonders, why is it that all the Kohanim make the bracha together? Let one Kohen make the bracha, and we might see all of them. 10 people do a mitzvah, one's mevarach l'kulam. So the Mabit says, mipnei hatiruf. They might all get mixed up, because then one's going to say the bracha, and then they're going to start yivarecha. So we want everybody to be doing everything at the same time. So l'chayra frek the hafla. Why is Rabbi Yossi saying, according to the Ri, I would have gone up, even though I'm being over on this of bracha levatala, according to the Pashtus reading of Taisus, according to the Magen Avraham, l'chayr, if he's with other kehanim, like the Ramah said, let another one be mitzim in the bracha, and he can get out of the bracha levatala. So zok the hafla pum fakeret from the Ramah. I would say the opposite. That when it says, according to the Ri, when it says, in Ksubis, there's an Isser Asei, that's Dafka with Kohanim Acherim. Dafka with Kohanim Acherim is there an Asei. But if he goes up by himself, there's no Isser Asei. Therefore, Taisus had to come on to Bracha Levatala. Why is it, when you go up with other Kohanim, there's an Isser Asei, Zok Daflo, the following Chiddush? Because just like there's a mitzvah for the Kehanim to be Mevarech Kla Yisrael, there's a mitzvah that say, Li Yisrael is Borech min HaKehanim. There's a mitzvah on Kla Yisrael to get a bracha from the Kehanim. V'chei matzina b'chol makayim. Avagav de b'tere einu mefurish ha-tzivui. We find many times in the Torah that the tzivui is only for one side, but the other side also has a mitzvah, like a yavam and a yavama. The mitzvah, the Torah says, on the yavam. But she also gets a mitzvah of Yibam. Because if not, how could I say that midaycha? Lo yisa say she has no mitzvah, she's zikr as a mitzvah. So zok taf lo achidish. That if the Torah says there's a mitzvah on the kehanim to give a bracha, inherently there's a mitzvah on Klai Yisrael to get that bracha. And then he says, achar shuv matazi mefurish b'sefer charedim, a very famous charedim, the bir halacha. Right, the first bir halacha in Uchas Birchas Kehanim brings this charedim. That the charedim says mefurish. There's an asay on Klal Yisrael lihisbarach. Isa b'saita. So the Gemara says in Saita, how does Birchas Kehanim work? Amar lohem panim kineged panim. They have to be facing each other to get the bracha. So a zar who goes up ein akayanim leduchin einay misbarach min akayanim, he's not panim keneged panim, so he's not being misbarach min akayanim, and therefore he's being mevatel an asay of receiving berchas kayanim. But that's only im kayanim acherim. That's not the kayanim. There's no other kayanim there, so then he's not being mevatel. There's no berchas kayanim going on, and therefore he says. Could be bizman hashas echad was mevarach mikulam. The only asay is that he's not being misbarach min hakehanim panim keneged panim. So that's what Taisus means in Shabbos. It's talking about with kehanim acherim, and there's an asay, but lemaisa it's a sheval tasa. He calls it a sheval tasa that he's not receiving a bracha. So since his friends told him to go up, he could be mevatel a mitzvah b'shev al tasa. V'chemash maloshon alei l'duchen. How you see oyle, mashma de iser machmas aliyah. The iser wasn't going up. What's the problem with going up? She'enem isbarach panim keneged panim. V'lo yod ha'ri, but the ri didn't know, says the afla, that when he's by himself, and there's no Kehanim being a bracha here, what iser would there be if not for the bracha levatala? V'efshu demash malei l'rik sas demayri shay levadai l'chein kasu liyadari. Because he's asking l'chayra, why is the Ri saying it's talking about by himself and coming out to bracha levatala? Say it's with other kehanim. Says mashma, there's no one else there somehow. You can look, daflaz vayter over there. So this is daflaz chiddush. That there's a chid, that there's a mitzvah to be misbarach. And he's being mevatel the mitzvah by not being panim keneged panim. And Bemis, if you have time, look in the Dvar Avram from the Kavna Rav, Chelek Aleph, Simin Lamed Aleph, Kvoyed HaBorcha, Achorav Vishinun, he is going on this hafla. And the Bachar asked the Kasha from a Ritva. The Ritva says, Beferish, it seems, that there's no mitzvah on Klal Yisrael at all. The Lekach Yuva Yisrael Yisborach. It's a mitzvah of the Kayan. And he says, I found the Mitzvah Chinuch. Mitzvah Shinayin Ches asked the question. He comes along the Dvar Avram to answer the question. It says, not a stira. He wants to say that even if you hold like the Charedim that it's a mitzvah to be Misbarach, there's still a difference between the Kehanim and Klal Yisrael. That's how it's going to answer up the Ritva. It's not our Sugya. But he wants to say there's a difference. The Kehanim of Mechuyiv Lachzor achar haMitzvah, to go find a tzibur to give a bracha to. Klal Yisrael is not mechuyev to go find kehanim to get a bracha from them. So that's how it answers the Ritva there. You can look over there in Simen Lamed Aleph. Then he says it's mashma from the hafla that he took on it to Dover Pashut, that the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is the same as the mitzvah of the kehanim. Because he says beferish, that even though it's not mefurish in the Torah, the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is there, which would sound like it's the same chiyuv. So he says it's not so mukhruch. He says we don't find every mitzvah in the Torah goes to both sides. He says mitzvah of hanok, a mitzvah of tztaka, let's say. There's a mitzvah to give tztaka, that's what the Torah says. So there's a mitzvah on ani to go find the tztaka? Of course not. Mitzvah hanoka. So he says it can't be. And then he says, then he says as follows. He says that there is. He says, so he's understanding, and this is Yisai, there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to mekabel the bracha, but they don't have to go looking for the bracha. No looking for the bracha. So he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that we find the concept that the Am Shachere HaKehanim are not Bechlal the Bracha. The people behind the Kehanim, since they're not Panim Keneged Panim, they're not Bechlal the Bracha. Now, Zakt the Dvar Avram, so therefore, if a Zar goes up with the Kehanim, he's not being Mekabel as HaBracha. He's not being Mekabel as HaBracha, like the Afla says. But says the Dvar Avram, that the drasha of panim keneged panim is only midrabanan, but avada midereisi yoytze berkas kehanim, even if it's not panim keneged panim. But raya achem shabesadis, you find Chazal tell us, the Gemara says that if it's a tibur of kulei kehanim, they all dochen. Who they give a bracha to? The people in the sadis. Well, how they get the bracha? They're not panim keneged panim. Now the Gemara asks over there, what do you mean? Am shachere kehanim and apachal the bracha. The Gemara says, the difference if you're an oinus or not an oinus. The people on the sadas, they can't get here. The people in shul come in front of the kehanim. Zok the Dvar Avram, if it was a din day right, so what does oinus have to do with it? Lamai said, at the end of the day, they weren't there. They didn't get the panim keneged panim. Elavade, it's a din day rabbanon. And therefore, if you're there and you don't show the bracha's chashuv, if you look, there's a bi halacha. There's a bi'alacha by Amshach Kehanim over there. He goes an agenda, so to speak. Imamish goes stark to show it's that anyone, if you sit at home and don't come, you're lazy to come. You show it's not chashuv, so you're out of the bracha. Even if you happen to be in the panim keneged panim of the Kehanim, you go there bi'alacha. He works very hard. Imamish then said, if he's not mefurish, he seems to be, must have been very liked by people. Didn't come to duchening. So the people, the Rabbanan came along and said, if you're here and you don't go in front of the Kehanim, so you show it's not Chashuv. But the people are Oinsim, and what are they supposed to do? So Avada, they're included in the Birchas Kehanim. So Zakt the Dvar Avram, since Midairaisa, you don't need Panim Keneged Panim. So therefore of Yisrael who goes up with the Kehanim is not being over anything. Lamaisi is getting the bracha from the Kehanim. So it could be he's not Mekayim, the mitzvah say upon him, Keneged upon him. But in the Deraisa bracha, he gets. So he says, Memela, that is why he would have gone up, because he would have been included Bechlal the bracha. Again, there's a mitzvah, the Aflo was saying, there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to receive the bracha. There's a mitzvah Yisrael to receive the bracha. But he doesn't have to be lachzer achareha, says the Dvar Avram. So he's saying, Memela, if he would have gone up there, he would have been bechlal the bracha. But he's an oinus on the panim keneged panim because his friends told him to do it. So Memela, he would have still been bechlal the bracha and not been over on anything. That's what the Dvar Avram says. And you can look, go look over there, very interesting the things that he says over there, Chidushim. He wants to say that it's like Hesach Hadas, because the whole vart of Panim Keneged Panim is to pay attention, and if you're up there, you don't pay attention, so there's a Hesach Hadas. Yu'in Sham, how he's Mefalpel in the Hafla and the Chidushim, he says. Okay, this was all the Hakdama. Let's see Remeir Simcha. Zakt Remeir Simcha, he brings the Gemara. Pirish, Shaya Ailevelai Hayamavarech, Avada, he Rabbi Yossi meant, I'm going to go up and not make any bracha, Shaya Iver al Isra, say, Dikai Sivarchu. He's saying, Avada, he would not go and be Mavarech Klal Yisrael. He wouldn't say Birchas Kanim, because the Gemara in Ksubis says, it's an Isra of Kai Sivarchu, that he would not be Iver on an Isra. Domer Parakisha Shinatama, Ksubis Chavdalma Beis. Rack, so what would be the issue? The Re didn't know what the issue is. What's the issue of going up? Rack, Sheyachoshesh Baliyosu Leduchin, Kida Amar Oim Demacher Yakanim, Einem Echla Bracha, Demarim Ba'atzmam, Sheinem Roitzim, Liyos Minam Avurachim, Bedavka Delo Yanisi. So this Gemara that the Dvar Avram brought, Remeir Simcha saying Pshat here as well, And he's saying that the am that's achire kehanim are not bechlal the bracha because they show sheinam roitzim liyos min amivarachim, but dafka if they're not an onus. Ho anisi kemayami shebetzadei tzein bechlal bracha ayin shili rosh hashanah mechusach tesaita imke nire dezar hoyle leduchin mara ba'atzmai sheinam bechlal amivarachim v'chaser birchas kayanim. He's missing in the birchas kayanim because he's the am shachire hakayanim. The Dvar Avram says midai raisa is included. There's no problem. Now the Dvar Avram was busy with the Panim Keneged Panim. He's busy with the Panim Keneged Panim, and that's really what Remeir Simcha's coming to say as well. He's saying it in very short. This whole vart of Am Shachere Kehanim, Dafka Delay Anisi. If they are honest, they're like Amesha Besadais, like the Amesha Besadais Heim Bechlal Abracha. So on that, with the whole, as the Dvar Avram was saying, you have to say this din derabbanan, that the whole yisoid of not being in front of the kehanim is zeinam bechlal abracha is because of a lack of chashivas. Im kein nira dezor ha'oilu leduchin mare ba'atzmai she'ena bechlal hamevurachim v'chaser bechaz kehanim. So the Meshech Chachma saying, the Zohar who goes up. So he shows that he doesn't want to be Bechlal HaMevurachim. He wants to be up there. He wants to be with the Mevarachim, not be the people in front who are being blessed. So Memela, he's Chatzar and Berchus Kanim. He's Chatzar and Berchus Kanim. But since he was never over al divrei chaverav, v'im chaverav yarmulay alei leduchen harehu ones v'su havi bechlal bracha. Kevin shemashu alei leduchen ein ze mitzad she'enoi chavetz bebracha, rak mitzad sivui chaverav. V'im kein who is bechlal habracha lachein alei leduchen. The ein boze iser. There's no iser here in going up. So this is very similar to what the Dvar Avram was saying. The Dvar Avram was making into the Raisa and the Rabbanans, and in the Panim Keneged Panim, he was getting very busy with the Asay of Panim Keneged Panim, that you're not Bechlal that. Remeir Simcha is taking it much simpler. Forget the Panim Keneged Panim mitzvah. The Yisoy the Chazal tell us is that if you don't show Chashivas through the Bracha, by standing in front of the Kehanim, you're Eina Bechlal HaBracha, unless you're an Einis, you're out in the fields, you're an Einis. So Memela, a Zor that's Oyle Leduchin, even if he's not over on any assays of Kaisav Varchu, of Bracha Levatolos, of all with the Magen Avraham, and Naflo and Taisus, even if he's not over on any of those, but Lemaisa, he took himself out of being the Klal Yisrael have been misvarchim. Not because of the Charedim there's a mitzvah. Not because he's been mevatel that mitzvah. Pashut, he's not bechlal birchas kayanim. Remeir Simcha's not getting into that this person who goes up the Zohar Oyle Leduchin is going to be over on anything. All the other achrayim are busy. He's being over on things. Rameir Simcha's bothered like the Marshal was bothered. How could it be? Rabbi Yossi's going to do an Isser because his friends told him to do it? So Rameir Simcha, no, he saw him involved here. He's not being mevatel any mitzvahs here at all. The only problem is, he's a maisa not getting Berchus Kayanim. He wants the bracha of Berchus Kayanim. Pashut, a practical thing. Zokter Rabbi Yossi, if I go up there, I'm not going to be Mechlal Mevarchim. Why? Because I'm like Amsha Chayrei HaKehanim. You're supposed to be in front of them to receive the bracha without any mitzvahs. Receive the bracha. That's what Chazal tells us. You have to be in front of the Kehanim. Show the Chashivas that they're being Mevarich you. Receive the bracha. What are you doing up there? The answer is Amsha Chayrei Kehanim are showing a lack of Chashivas. The Am Shebisadois, the Gemara says, they can't get here. They're an Einis. So of course they're Bechlal the Bracha. Of course they're Bechlal. The Bracha goes everywhere. I pun him, can I go pun him? You in Dvar Avraham, how that works. But that's Mefurish in the Gemara, Azai. Mefurish in the Gemara is Am Shechari Asadois, are Einsim, they're Bechlal the Bracha. So Dr. Meir Simcha, since Rabbi Yossi says, Me'oilam le'avati al divrei chaverai, so I'm Poshin and Anus. I'm Poshin and Anus going up there, and since I'm an Anus, I am no different than I am no different than all the other Am Shebesadais, and therefore I'm Bechlal the Bracha. So my friends would tell me to go up, Avad, I wouldn't be over on any Surim. My problem was more about being Bechlal the Bracha. And that, since I was never over on that, so Memela, I would be Bechlal the Bracha. And just one last Knetch, if you want to look, the back of the Gemara, Blaz and Moshe Horowitz is also handling this in Shabbos. And he says, V'lek l'meimar mishum she'ne shamea b'chus kehanim. Like the Afla wanted to say. She'le kehanim ar matar levarach v'loy li Yisrael lishmaya be'esei. There's no asay for Yisrael to listen. Not like the Afla, the Avram, like the Charedim. He says it can't be. So that's like sort of what Meir Simcha saying. We're not going into mitzvahs here. Pasha practically to be b'chlal de bracha. Mesukim midvash. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and cultive.